The salvage effort at the shutdown Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka continues. The borough turned down the trustees' request for a loan in 2007, and that meant the end of the college. Now trustees have sold off some of the campus's valuable real estate and are hoping they can keep the remainder of the property together under another institution. Robert Woolsey reports from member station KCAW.
College president David Dobler was dismissed earlier this year after a proposed rescue by the University of Dubuque fell through. His replacement, John Holst, serves as an executive manager rather than a college president. In an hour-long discussion with the Sitka Assembly recently, Holst explained that he was looking for a soft landing for the historic school. He read from a document drafted by the trustees.
We are intent on finding a way through the catastrophic demise of Sheldon Jackson College so that the educational goals promoted by Dr. Sheldon Jackson can live on in not only a productive way, but in a way that we can feel some sense of pride and dignity.
In a shift from former policy that may have led Sheldon Jackson to pin its hopes too strongly on the University of Dubuque, Holst said that the board was hoping the campus would pass to a worthy cultural or educational entity that, quote, may or may not have church affiliation. Holst said that Sheldon Jackson's financial obligations had been pared down to $5.1 million in secured debt owed to Alaska Growth Capital and $600,000 in unsecured debt to local vendors and businesses. With the exception of a couple of buildings, the trustees have not had to dip into their inventory of historic campus structures to pay down the debt. Nevertheless, Holst said there was no way further sales could get SJ out of the red.
Even if every single piece of the property sold, costs of sales, all that stuff gets absorbed, we can just barely get there and we'll not be able to take care of the unsecured debt.
With Dubuque out of the picture, the Sheldon Jackson trustees have turned their attention to local organizations that could preserve the educational tradition of the campus. Holst was accompanied by trustee Gary Paxton and Sitka Sound Science Center executive director Lisa Bush. The Science Center has taken over the former college hatchery and aquatic labs, but does not yet own them. Bush told the assembly that her organization, plus the Sitka Summer Music Festival and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, constituted a possible new beginning for the campus.
The music festival would like to house its musicians on campus like it used to do. It was historically there, and so was the Fine Arts Camp. It was historically there, and they worked. It was a wonderful location for both of those entities. The Science Center is here already, and I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we're not ready to move in.
Holst stressed that although SJ was in debt, it was not in debt to the city. Its utility bills and taxes were fully paid. As a gesture of support, he asked the assembly to consider suspending this year's property tax bill of just over $100,000 until the campus was either sold or turned over to a nonprofit. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.